Thank you for calling customer support. My name is James. How may I help you?
Yes, I just received a phone call from you guys asking me to call back on this number to get a refund.
May I have your zip code, please?
98321.
First and last name, please.
James Starr with two R's.
Okay, can you verify your address, please? I have a Jim Starr.
Yes, Jim Starr. 709 Mountain View Avenue, Buckley, Washington.
Okay, let me look here and see what message the past agent left here.
He said to call back and I would receive a 30% refund.
Tell him. Okay, you are accepting the 30% refund on both of the charges.
Yeah, both charges, yes.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, I do have that refund being sent back to you, and you should also receive an email to your Gmail account about the confirmation.
Okay.
And do you have the cancellation number of the account?
K is in King, C is in Charles, 021.
Okay. Just making sure that way you won't receive any future charges. And let me look over to make sure everything is closed out. Yes, sir, you won't receive any more future charges or anything. The last notification you receive from that company will be that refund notification email.
Okay, I see an email that says that I will get $27.87.
I don't know if it sends an email for both refunds, but it should be two amounts of that.
Yes, I have two emails.
Yes, sir, and I did. Let me see. Yes, it usually takes 3 to 5 business days. It just depends on how quick it's accepted back to whichever method of payment was used. And again, my name is Jasmine. Yes, sir.
And they said they would put it on my MasterCard.
Let me see your card. Yes, a MasterCard ending in 1495.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And let me make sure. Yes, and as of now, everything is canceled out. This account is completely closed.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And again, my name is Jasmine. Feel free to give us a call back. Thanks for calling customer support.
All right, thank you.